At the Indian Creek Watershed Field Tour, I'm visiting with Howard Brown with GrowMark. And Howard, first of all, tell me what you do for GrowMark.
I'm manager of agronomy services. My group is the technical team that offers training and support to people in the field.
And when you say agronomy services, tell us a little bit about kind of the types of work, services, and things that you offer to your members.
My group is associated with what we offer the field from the standpoint of not just providing products to the people in the field, the farmers, but we want to provide the services. We want to sell them solutions and help them with the answers. So it's more of a comprehensive package, not just products, but including solutions.
Would that include some green plan solutions?
You bet it would. And we really focus on part of that concept selling as green plan solutions, which really focuses on professional people. And we're looking at the economics of the farming operation, of course, to make them more profitable using professional people that are well trained and farmer data, going to the farmer's field, collecting the data and helping them with those answers.
So we're on a conservation tour, essentially here, looking at some of the work that's being done by farmers as part of this whole watershed project. A lot of it has to do with nitrogen and the application and the timing and the use, and then how do you control and get the most bang for your buck, too, because from a sustainability standpoint, it is important for a farmer to do that financially as well. Tell me a little bit about what you've seen here and what you think of what's being done here in this area.
I think that coming to a meeting like this, it's really refreshing because you see a lot of groups, a lot of different organizations coming together and uniting, trying to come up with that one approach that we can get the farmer to make it better. And they're focused on the right idea. It's called the 4R approach, the right source, rate, time, and place, the 4 R's. Mm-hmm. And It's not about selling one thing or promoting one idea. It's collectively a systems approach to nitrogen management. And when we look at the systems approach, I think it's important because we don't know when the highest price for corn will be. So we sell corn incrementally over time. We don't know when it's going to rain and when it's not. So let's put our nitrogen on incrementally over time. Same concept.
Yes, that was the last stop, I believe, that we had. We're looking at variable rate and variable timing, and really when you get, especially in some of these wild swings of weather like we've had this dry here, tell me why that becomes important then.
Well, if you focus on doing one practice, then you set yourself up to fail. For example, if I would have convinced myself as a farmer the best time to put on all my nitrogen is when the plant utilizes it post-application, I set myself up to fail this year in this dry environment. If I put all my nitrogen on and it doesn't rain, there's no avenue to get the nitrogen into the plant. And of course, the worst thing that happens is once I harvest a crop that isn't very good, all that nitrogen I applied late has plenty of time to wander off the site. However, if I would look at a systems approach and apply incremental amounts of nitrogen over time, I minimize my exposure and I maximize my utilization. I say it's all about mom. And we all know moms are important. Well, this mom I'm talking about is maximize yield, optimize utilization, and minimize environmental impact. And we can do that with the nitrogen management system.
So from GrowMark standpoint, looking at this is a collaborative effort here. I don't know if you're just here as an observer or have contributed yourself, but the importance of having this kind of work done, the need to have these types of partnerships come together.
GrowMark is serious about supporting efforts to make things work better. We're in it. Our mission is to improve the long-term profitability of our member owners, but at the same time, that has to be a sustainable increase. And to be sustainable, we have to protect our natural resources and we have to be good stewards. Programs like this promote good stewardship. And yes, GrowMark is a very strong promoter of this program.
Absolutely. And as, again, a strong promoter of what we're doing, AgWired, our precisionpays.com site, we really appreciate GrowMark for that as well. Thank you very much, Howard Brown. He is one of the folks I've been visiting with here at the Indian Creek Watershed Project Field Tour. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.